Tim Fleming with Brandon Cruzy, and I guess now I have to say the former head football coach at Mason City High School. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Well, Brandon, when I say former, I guess for those people that haven't heard, you made a decision you're going to go with a little change and head back to an area where you were at before you came to Mason City, going back to the Quad Cities. Tell us about the decision process.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely a tough decision to make, and a lot of thought going into it, and a lot of family talk going into it, and definitely not the way that we envisioned things happening. It only came up last spring, but just thought for the most part, like there were some opportunities down there that allowed me to do some things in the school besides football that I think I can make an impact with and help a lot with, and that intrigued me down there, and just felt that it was best for us to go that direction at that time. And I think some of the coaches around here, members of our staff and things like that, have grown a lot over the last year, and are ready and willing to help this program move forward and keep things going in a positive direction there.
Talk about the move to Davenport West. This isn't the first time you've been at West. You were there prior to even going to North, right?
Correct. Yep. When I was down in the Quad Cities for the first time, I was a defense coordinator at West High School for 1 year before I got the Davenport North job. So we're pretty familiar with Davenport. Really, I've grown to love that area and the people and the kids down there as well. Again, I'm fairly familiar with the school. I did not teach in the school there. I taught in an alternative school at the time. So teaching in the building will be a different and a new situation for me as well. But I'm glad, again, to be a part of that. And I think that's been a big thing also at Mason City, is to have to have your football coach in the high school. I think it's a big deal, and for kids to be able to interact with them all the time. And you really get to develop a lot more knowledge and just being able to be social with kids all day long. I think that's been a big deal for us.
Talk about this last year though for you at Mason City High School. What were some of the real positive things that you think you personally pulled out of the program, and then maybe some of those other things that you can look back and say, I think we did this that will be a real groundwork, as you were just talking about.
Sure. I think, no matter what you do, nobody does anything by themselves by any means. So I think one of the first big things to pull from is, our staff has really gotten better, and I think they have really made a commitment and investment to go. And there's always been a few strong guys on there, but I think some other ones have really, taken the reins and had a lot more kind of push on them, and they're allowed to do a lot more things this year that I think allowed them to grow both personally and professionally there, with their interaction with kids and with their game planning things and just overall confidence in what they're being able to do. So I think that was a big thing for us. The kids were amazing, and I would never fault them for anything like that. They bought into exactly what was asked of them. Really tried there, and it was definitely a learning process of how you practice, how you prepare to play ball games, how to do those things. But I think the kids got a little bit better understanding of that kind of structure and what you need to do that. And the other big thing is, it's moving to the weight room. Like, we've had a number of kids over the winter and early spring here really make an investment into there and trying to change their bodies and doing things, and not only going out and lifting at the outside places, but the importance of lifting together as a team in our school system, and how that has to be the base of everything. And then when you go to the other facilities, go there, have fun, hang out, do all those extras, but you need to lift and grind as a group, and that really builds a togetherness in the community that makes you a lot tougher when it comes out there in any ball game, whether it be football, basketball, track and field, baseball, whatever. You got a tighter bond with those guys around you if you put in the time with all of them in there. So I think those are the big things that we can really hang our hat on for the year. I do think that the excitement has grown back a little bit for football. around here with what's out there. You know, obviously the drop to 3A helps spur a little bit more excitement as well there, just for the change of who we're going to play and, you know, some of the distances that we probably have to drive and those things. So, again, those are all fun to watch and fun to be a part of. And, you know, we hope to, you know, continue to support the Mason City community and Mason City kids, you know, as much as we can, you know, and maintain contact and, you know, do whatever I can just to help our kids here, as well as the coaches here as well. So we do care about them, and, you know, we have a great relationship with a lot of those people and really want success for everything else.
Well, Brandon, good luck to you. What kind of team are you going to be stepping into at West down in Davenport? They got enough kids back to be real successful this year?
It'll be an interesting change in. I mean, you know, it's not that different from the situations that we're going through here. It's been a building process for a number of years there. So, again, it's just getting to know a different group of kids again and trying to get them on the right path and go. Like, you know, there's some potential to work with there, but again, it'll be challenging, but it'll be fun in the end.
And then as one final thought of Mason City, when you look at the schedule for next year and you look at the kids that are coming back for next year, I know you won your last football game of the season at Mason City High School last year. That one win combined with what the kids have done in the off season, you see some wins in the future this next year for them?
I absolutely do. I'm really excited to see how that turns out for them. I think we got some really good kids here coming back. I think a solid core of kids there that have a good understanding of what it takes. And I know you're going to see some wins here. Not only just the teams that you play, but just that I think the quality of football on the field is going to be a ton better. I thought we saw growth all throughout last year, and I see no reason that's not just going to keep going springboard right into next fall again. So, again, I got the utmost confidence those kids are going to get that job done, and the staff that's here already is going to get them prepared and ready to go. So I'm excited to follow them and to see what they can do in the coming season.
Brandon, good to talk to you. Good luck to you in your new position down at Davenport West.
Thank you. Appreciate that.